Hi, Jerry Cuomo here. Well, actually I'm his AI-generated avatar. I'm here to share a little philosophy about the power of knowledge and the importance of building your social network, starting now. You see, I like to think there's a formula to balance one's personal growth, while also providing value to others around you. This perspective can really come in handy at school, work, or whatever circle you find yourself in. If I trivialize the formula, I'd say the value you bring to a group is a summarization function over two variables, namely, what you know, plus, who you know. But this is not a static function, because your goal should be to strive to continually maximize both these variables. Let me break that down in less mathematical terms. Let's start with what you know. As curious people, we seek knowledge. We read, watch, and study topics we love. All in all, this is about our continuous strive for personal growth through education. There are few things more rewarding as to be able to learn and apply new concepts. However, in isolation, we only possess a power of one. This is where the second variable comes into play, which is to complement what we know, with a social network of who we know. With this, we start to possess the knowledge of the group, which sometimes is just a text message away, to get an answer to a question that we might not be experts in, but if we phone a friend in our network, that correct answer is in our grasp. Picture this, you're working in industry, and your boss gives you an assignment which requires finding an answer to some tough questions. You know some of the answers, but you also use your network to find answers to the other questions. Your boss is impressed that you nailed the assignment. She does not dwell on how you got the answer, as in, did it all come from your brain? Will she be upset if she learned that friends in your network helped you? Almost certainly not. So, my advice is to make your quest for knowledge a team sport, by growing and feeding your network. I'll leave you with his. Over the years I've gone to many retirement celebrations and noticed something consistent happens in the accompanying retirement speech. When successful people reflect on their careers, they speak less about the things they worked on, and more about the people that they had the pleasure of working with. In short, a healthy network is the most significant variable in a successful career. So, make friends, keep in touch wherever they go, and you'll find an unlimited source of knowledge and joy. And on behalf of Jerry Cuomo, I'd like to thank you all for watching. Bye.